You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Come on. Come on, football friends. How are we doing? Is everything all right in your world? Is everything hunky-dory? I really hope it is. Even if it isn't, right? I've got something for you. What is it, Alex? Well, it's a lovely little show. It's on for an hour. It's on Spectrum Sino. It's called The Football Hour. And I'm here to present it. What I've got for you right this very second, though, is my trendy feature, which is all about the BBC gossip column. What's it called, Alex? Well, it's called Pick of the Goss. And I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and you have to sit in a meeting with your manager. Your manager's called Stephen. About why you've only just turned up to work on Tuesday and missed the whole of Monday. And rather strangely, photos of you and your family at Alton Towers have appeared on Facebook. We know it's all happened. What I say to that is, bore off, Steve. I don't care whether you're the manager. I only had one day off, and the nemesis isn't going to ride itself, is it? Come on. I just went to Alton Towers. Anyway, after the meeting's over, and you've come back from your tea break, which is always needed after a meeting, you have a decision to make. That decision is, should you crack on with some proper work, or should you scroll the BBC gossip column? Ding, ding, ding. We all know you pick the BBC gossip column because, well, I do it and you do it and we all do it, don't we? The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of some of the strangest, most incomprehensible BBC gossip from the BBC gossip column. Not a bad idea, this, Alex. I know it's not bad. The only rule in the whole feature, which we brought in last week, the only rule is there is simply no Philippe Coutinho transfer chat. We've banned it. We've banned it altogether. We've had a summer of it. Even when the transfer window's closed, we still talk about it. I am bored of hearing about that little Brazilian playmaker. Okay? Thank you. All right. Sorry, did I get angry then? I didn't mean to. So, are you ready, goss pickers? Because I've got something for you. What is it, Alex? It's your top 10.
Number 10 in the charts. The Daily Star say Arsenal are interested in a January move for Napoli midfielder Jorginho. 9 in the charts, 5 live and kicking. State Zinedine Zidane has his work cut out to keep his job at Real Madrid after defeat by Girona left his side 8 points behind Barca. At 8 in the charts, the Mirror Men announced Slav Bilic is future as West Ham manager is still in the balance. So which way will it go? Straight in at 7, hey you, up in the Sky Sports studio, scream the news that Gary Neville compared Jose Mourinho to boxer Floyd Mayweather as he defended the Manchester United manager. Highest new entry at 6. Who is that in the mirror? Oh, not me. Oh, what is it here? England striker Jermaine Defoe fears for his World Cup chances because of his lack of regular football at Bournemouth. Into the top 5. Sky. At it again, saying Roma midfielder Arnaja Nainggolan says he's never thought about leaving the Serie A club to join Chelsea in the summer. 40 seconds to the last 4. At number 4. French journalists say Leicester City winger Riyad Mahrez is a target for Ligue 1 side Marseille. Up 10 places this week into number 3. The Express express the opinion Man City believe they can sign Real Madrid midfielder Isco despite him signing a recently long-term contract at the Bernabeu. Oh, quick, I need to go quick. Now, number 2 hit. The Sun say Everton are interested in Burnley boss Sean Dyche becoming their new manager and are likely to make an approach for him in the next 24 hours. Oh, and I made it. And our number 1 goss from the BBC Goss column is from... It's from The Times. Oh, hello, The Times. We don't normally talk about you on Pick of the Goss, but we are today. They say that Chelsea are ready to offer midfielder Cesc Fabregas a new contract amid renewed interest in the 30-year-old from Jose Mourinho and Manchester United. The Red Devils are coming for Cesc Fabregas. Don't do a pirate voice ever. Okay, I will never do that again. Okay, that was good. That was a good pick of the goss. What I'm going to do is have a little breather, have a little break, and we're going to come back. We're going to get our magnifying glasses out, and we're going to delve deeper and see what this gossip has really got underneath its closet. I don't know what I'm on about.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. Welcome back to Pick of the Goss. This is the second part of the feature where I go further into these transfer rumours, which I found on the BBC Gossip column. Number 10, Arsenal are after a playmaker. His name's Jorginho and he's from Napoli. Napoli are doing absolutely fantastic in Serie A in Italy. And why would he want to leave to go to Arsenal? Yes, maybe a little bit more money, but you don't want to leave. They're in the Champions League. Napoli in the Champions League. They're going to be in the Champions League next year. Are Arsenal going to be in the Champions League next year? Not for certain. Stay where you are, lad. You don't want to join the club which is constantly in Wenger in, Wenger out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? No, I don't, Alex. Okay, moving on. Number 9. Five Live, they're getting in on the goss chat, saying Zidane is under pressure at the Bernabeu. Well, this would probably be the first time since taking over from Rafa Benitez, what would it be, 2 years ago, where he's under pressure. And he is under serious pressure. He needs to make that squad perform better, 8 points behind Barcelona. Classico. Do you know when the Classico is this year? I just found out about this. The 23rd of December. Oh! Early Christmas present. Thank you very much, La Liga. Right, number 8. Slaven Bilic, his future at West Ham is still in the balance. Well, tell me something that I don't know. I've probably got bad cholesterol. I don't do enough exercise. I drink too much. Slaven Bilic is going to leave West Ham. All four things in life that I already knew before the start of this gossip column. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Stop saying, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Okay, enough of the Bilic. Let's get on to number 7. Gary Neville's been comparing Mourinho to a boxer. Which one? It's Floyd Money Mayweather. Well, I did hear Mourinho's about to sign a new waddy contract. So, maybe it could be Jose, the moneymaker Mourinho. That's a good ring to it. That's a really good ring to it. Okay, what are we up to now? We are into number 6. Oh, yeah. Jermaine Defoe. Why is Jermaine Defoe getting annoyed that he might miss out on the England squad? Jermaine Defoe isn't very good. There, I've said it. Everyone thought he was really good last year because he scored a few penalties for Sunderland. They got relegated. He didn't keep them up. To be honest, he doesn't look like he's about to keep Bournemouth up either. And he's desperate to get to the World Cup. I know he's... Am I being too harsh on JD here? I don't think so. I don't think he's ever been... He's never ever been a... Not even a very good player. He's always just been a good player. A good sub to have. Nah, not for me. He's not going to win us the World Cup. Well, none of them are going to win us the World Cup anyway. So, Jermaine Defoe will probably start first game of the World Cup. Number 5, Nainggolan. I think that's how you said it. His first name's Radja. Oh, what a first name. The Roman midfielder with the weird haircut says he's never thought about leaving Italy to go to Chelsea. Well, if he wanted to go and join up with Antonio Conte, I don't think you'd be with him for too long. The smoke signals out of Chelsea at the moment are not looking good. Number 4, Leicester City winger Riyad Mahrez is a target for Marseille.
This is a club with a bit of money. They are flexing their muscles in the transfer market. Mahrez is exceptional. I love watching Riyad Mahrez. When an opposition team like Everton goes to Leicester and doesn't mark Mahrez or leaves their midfielders higher at the pitch, oh, he makes me so happy. His feet, it like, oh, the way he goes past people. Yes, please. Yes, please. I don't want him to leave. I don't want him to leave England. And I'm sure the Leicester City fans don't. But he's been edging for a move for about 12 months. Oh, up 12 places into number three. Man City still think they can sign Isco despite him just signing a new contract to Real Madrid. Why are you wasting my breath? The Daily Express. What? It's just a lie, isn't it? It's a complete and utter fabrication. Okay, number two. Everton are interested in Burnley boss Sean Dyche. I saw a really good tweet by Everton, an Everton fan, saying when his son is older and goes, oh, can it get any worse than this? His dad will turn to him and go, yes, it can, son. We're in the relegation zone once. And our two saviours were Sam Allardyce and Sean Dyche. It can't get any worse, can it, really? It can't get any worse. And our number one gossip is Man United are sniffing round for Cesc Fabregas. He would be a good player, maybe a nice replacement for Michael Carrick, but Chelsea want to give him a new contract to go, Manchester United, leave him alone.